Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to talk to Melissa. She's going to talk about how to be a baller, the blueprint to having it all. We're going to take a break for a second, take a commercial break, and be back in one moment. You listen to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome back to the Core Business Show. Melissa, thank you for joining the program today.
Absolutely, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Great. Kind of had an incident. I actually fell down and kind of sprained my ankle, so I'm kind of limping, so we're a little behind. But anyway, kind of tell us about yourself, where you're from, and how did you actually get started in writing this book?
Yeah, so I'm from Iowa, which a lot of people confuse with Idaho, but it's the middle of the Midwest. And I started writing, 4 years ago, but I really just wrote blog articles and just whenever I wanted to. And so last year when my boyfriend went to work abroad for 4 months, I was devastated. So the first thing I did was I grabbed my laptop, and my friend Sarah happened to be in the house I had just moved into. And so I said, hey, I'm going to write a book. And she's like, what are you talking about? So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to start writing a book. And 56 days later, I had 2 books out on bookshelves and on Amazon.com. So Be a Baller is my second book. It is an international bestseller, and it really just gets down to the root of how we can all have more clients, more money, and more love, success, and happiness, because that's really what we want out of our life. And so I think, and I firmly believe, that you can have it all at the same time. And this book just really gets down to, the 25 traits you must have as a business owner or as an entrepreneur to really have all of that.
When you talk about having it all, I know sometimes a lot of people have to balance family, balancing if they're starting a business or they working a full-time job and trying to start a business at the same time. How do they actually deal with balancing all of these pieces together and trying to have it all?
Yeah, so the big thing is to remember that when you do have a small business or a startup or you're working a full-time job, is that there is no balance. You make time for what you value, and what you value, you make time for. And what that basically comes down to is if you want to be successful, then you'll drop what you're doing and you'll focus on where you want to see that success in your life. So let's just bring this back down to the core, since that's what the show is all about. If, let's say, you want to lose weight, you're going to make time to go to the gym. And if you don't, you're not going to see the results that you desire. So in business, if you're working a full-time job, if you don't make time for the aspects and applications it takes to run a full-time business as an entrepreneur, then you're not going to see the results that you desire. And it's the same in every aspect of life.
At the beginning of your book, I know you said getting started, understand the basics, and we cover a little about that. And then say chapter one, stop giving up on yourself. Kind of explain stop giving up on yourself.
Yeah, so too many people from the beginning just give up on themselves. And what that basically means is that they're not taking care of themselves, therefore they can't take care of others. When you get on an airplane to go anywhere, the attendant always tells you, put your air mask on first. And the reason that they say, put your air mask on first, before, you know, getting your daughters or your sons or your friends and families air mask on, are because you cannot save their life if you don't have your own air mask on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in business, the same principle applies. If you don't have the ability to succeed because you can't make money or you don't take care of yourself by making sales or by making connections or building relationships or using the power of social media or whatever it is, then you can't help others get the same results that you desire. And this is actually where a lot of people fall short, because they think that running a business is going to be easy, and it's not. And the easiest way to actually run a business is to care for yourself. And that means taking time out to do yoga, to, you know, have hot baths, to go to the salon, or to buy a new suit, or whatever the case is. But I guarantee you're going to feel 100% better, and you're going to get 100% more results when you do actually take the time to take care of yourself.
And also, you talk about when you take care of yourself, you talk about burning bridges, I think, which is some people do it by mistake. They don't do it intentionally. Some people actually do it intentionally. Kind of tell us your opinion when they talk about really burning bridges.
Yeah, so burning bridges is a phrase that I use to get rid of the negatives in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And by negatives, I really just mean relationships or anything that's holding you back in whatever area you're trying to move forward in. So, for example, if a relationship is holding you back in business, then you really just need to burn the bridge and move forward in life. And I'll give you an example. You know, I had a great coach who fundamentally taught me a lot of things. However, when it came to doing what I knew was right for my business, he told me not to do that. And I immediately, you know, said, well, I appreciate where you're coming from. You're fired. And I didn't do it to be mean, but I really just did it because I knew what's best for my business. And I find that this is the case for a lot of business owners. When someone is trying to drag you down, bring you to their level, or insist that they know what's best for you, you know what's best for you, and you should take that action.
Wow. So, okay. Sometimes, you know, if you look at another scenario, when you look at a person, some business owners don't really listen. Maybe just kind of turn it the opposite direction. In that conversation, if the business owner is blind, should they just listen, or how will they actually, if they get ready to do that, without actually burning bridges, but also take the constructive criticism?
Yeah, you should definitely take constructive criticism. And I think there are points in your business where you know what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know whether you should move forward or you should stop where you're at. You know whether you should invest or you should walk away. So let's say you want to go to a real estate seminar, but you know nothing about real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to openly go to the seminar and you're going to listen to what the individual has to say about real estate. Well, in your business, if you already know about finances more than the person that you hired, then you've hired the wrong person. So always look up to and invest in people who are smarter than you are and who have more experience than you are, because those are the people that are going to carry you to new levels. Now, the individual that I hired actually was in real estate and wasn't in the business that I'm in. So I purposely burned the bridge knowing that I had more experience in this business than he did. And even though the advice that he was giving me might be good for somebody who was in real estate, it wasn't good for me.
Okay. When you actually, from there, you talk about fueling your body. Is organization the biggest part about this whole process itself?
Organization.
Mm-hmm. You said getting your house in order.
Yeah, so I would definitely say that organization is a very large part of this in order to be successful. I know I work with a lot of executives and entrepreneurs who tie their personality to their desk, and in doing so, they find that they have a lot of chaos going on in their mind, a lot of negativity. And the number one thing is that I think is a huge issue is really organization. So when I say organization, I'm not necessarily talking about your calendar. I'm talking about your email box. I'm talking about your house. I mean, think about this. When you go to somebody's house who is incredibly successful, you'll notice that everything is in order. However, when you go to a poor person's house, typically, and I've seen this more often than not, you'll notice that there's chaos. And there's not just chaos, like, in their home where there's, like, toys and stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice their closets are not organized. Their bathroom's not organized. You'll notice that they don't even have a library. And the library is, like, a huge part of that success. Their car is a mess. So organization is an internal, external thing. Whatever you have on outside is what's going to reflect from the chaos and the mindset that you have inside. So I guarantee if I look at your car, your house, or any aspect of your business, and you're it's very unorganized and chaotic, I know what's going on in the brain, and that is disorganization and chaos. And so those two are linked very, very closely.
Okay. And segueing that into, you talk about in part two of your book is the blueprint. All the same, the time, love, success, and happiness. Kind of tell us a scenario really regarding the blueprint itself.
So the blueprint is basically, 25 ways that you can have it all. And these lessons are really just lessons in a way for you to simplify and execute at the highest level so you can get the results.
Mm-hmm.
The story, I would say, basically, is that you have a purpose in life and you have a gift to share with the world. Now, if you don't share the gift and you don't know what your purpose is, then you need to spend time investing in that. But too many people go through life not knowing their purpose and not knowing their potential. And as a result, they find that, they're not vulnerable, they're not asking for help, they're not hiring or investing in a coach. They're not really just having the faith that they know they need to get through it. And that's where they lack the integrity. So those are just a couple of, the lessons in the blueprint itself. You have to be aggressive, you have to be decisive, you have to really know that what you're doing is your purpose in life. And when you have your purpose, nothing else is going to matter. So for me, when I got started, I actually didn't know what my purpose was. And by integrating these 25 lessons, I quickly figured out how to scale my business in ways that have been done before by high performers. And that is the key. So just 4 years ago, I was homeless, broke, on food stamps, $50,000 in debt. I spent 6 days in jail for speeding. Fast forward 4 years later, I'm Evolution Magazine's top power player under 40. I've been named by the National Council of American Executives as the top 1% of executives in the United States in 2014. I've been on CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC, et cetera. And I don't say all that to impress you. I really say it to impress upon you that it is possible to go from absolutely nothing to becoming a multimillionaire in a very short period of time as long as and if you execute at these levels and implement these strategies that I'm talking about.
You talked about, I think, earlier coaching. Should a business person actually have an outside person like a mentor or coach to kind of help guide them and get them to focus on how to be the best person they can be?
Yes, 110%, absolutely, and you should do it every day. And you should find people who are better than you, smarter than you, and can execute at levels higher than you. And I say that not to say that, 99% of the business coaches out there really are not business coaches. They're people who've had a moderate level of success. And while that's great for the startup, it's not great for somebody who's making 6 and 7 figures on a regular basis. So the investment that you make has to be in somebody that's smarter than you. I mean, if you look at Steve Jobs, for example, he created the best team by finding people that were more intelligent and had more resources, tools, and knowledge that than he did. And then he took his number one asset, which was really innovation and selling, and was able to put everything together. And that's how he excelled to be what we know as Apple today.
And when you, what do you need to look for when you actually look for a particular coach? I mean, there, people, you know, it's really, it's not like that's readily available. You probably have to do an internet search. But what things they actually need to look for, and where do they need to look for a mentor?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to your immediate circle and figure out who has what you want, who's living the lifestyle that you desire, and who has the income that you want to attain. The second thing is that the coaches that you should be investing in are not going to charge you for their time. They're going to charge you for their value to the marketplace. So you'll notice by asking a couple questions whether or not a coach is the right fit for you. I'm not saying that charging for your time is a bad thing. In my opinion, I wouldn't do it, though, because the value that you bring somebody exceeds the amount of money you can charge per hour.
Okay.
And in some cases, you know, I've seen people charge $10,000 an hour, and that's, you know, a really good amount. But at the end of the day, you want to know whether this person is going to be adding money to your bottom line, adding value to your organization, and creating a team environment where you're actually going to see results and get a return on your investment.
And your in this particular book, what would you like the listeners to be leave with, and the readers like to leave with regarding your book?
I would just say that it's really important for you to build the strong habits and disciplines to live beyond your dreams. So every morning you think about waking up and not wanting to get out of bed, every time you think about not wanting to go to the gym, every time you think about not wanting to make an extra sales phone call, every time you think about not wanting to make part of the commitment you know you want a result in, then go make that commitment and make it 100% of the time, and you know, you're going to see your life change dramatically over a period of a couple of years. So the person who's drinking, you know, an extra one or two bottles of water, the person who's walking an extra, you know, 1,000 steps, or making an extra 2 or 3 phone calls a day, or, you know, has an additional 1,000, 2,000 in sales, those are the people that you're going to see exponentially outrun you. And so you want to invest in the tools, knowledge, and resources that you can, and build the strong habits and disciplines that you need to in order to get what you want out of life.
Okay. And you also have a couple other books as well. Can you mention those, and where can we find this book and the others?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first book that I came out with came out in January 2014, and it's called Be Ballsy, How Not to Suck at Love, Success, and Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And the third book came out in September of 2014, and it's called Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within. And that book was actually done in collaboration with Wes Brown. Do you know who Wes is?
Yes.
Okay. So he's the world's number one motivational speaker. And you can find those books in audio, in PDF, in paperback, as well as on Kindle on BriellaArion.com.
Perfect. And if we need to actually reach out to you, how can we reach you?
So you can just reach me at BriellaArion.com, and that's BriellaArion.com, Briella at BriellaArion.com.
Perfect. And lastly, do you have a website as well if they need to read more information?
Yep. So that is also BriellaArion.com.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show and kind of sharing your ideas regarding your book. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Tim, for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you for listening. This is the Core Business Show. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio or on your local station. Thank you for listening. Everybody, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.